Hello, everyone, and welcome to our seventh episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined once again by Adam Losky to discuss the importance of running multi-channel campaigns. This podcast is the third episode of a five-part series that dives deep into programmatic advertising. Are you ready to discover programmatic advertising and learn how you can get started? Let's jump in. Hey, Adam. I am thrilled to be continuing our programmatic podcast series with you today. We cover Programmatic 101 and the data that powers these campaigns. Today, we will be going over the benefits of multi-channel campaigns. For any listeners who missed out on part one and two, you can head over to our website to listen in. Let's kick things off. So, Adam, let's talk about how we put the data to use. How do we determine what campaign type is right for our clients?
And thanks again, Maddie, for having me. You know I always love chatting programmatic with you. So, last podcast, we talked about data, how we obtain it, and why first-party data is so valuable. So, how do we actually put it to good use? Really, it comes down to this. We'll know if someone is more likely to engage with an ad through social media or while streaming video content on their phone or laptop or tablet, connected TV, OTT, or mobile ads, whatever that may be. So, we'll serve the ads to each person in the way they prefer to receive them. No one else can target as narrowly and serve a customized ad experience to each person the way that we can. So this strategy increases the chances that they'll actually notice the ad and pay attention to it, retain the information, and engage, and then ultimately convert. Because we know all of the devices our consumers consume media on, meaning we can attack them on those ads wherever they're consuming media. We're not going to make the consumer find the ad. We're going to allow the ad to find the consumer wherever they're engaging in the digital world.
You mentioned that we know all the devices and channels that our consumers consume media on. Why is taking a multi-channel approach so successful?
So multi-channel campaigns actually drive 37% more life and engagement compared to with only running email. So it's giving us more of an opportunity of engagement. So we will develop a custom strategy to show your digital ads to consumers across all the devices and media they use the most often. So mobile, desktop, social media, email, video, native ads, connected TV, and more. Your multi-channel campaign will be more likely to drive lift and engagement and keep your message at top of mind. So let's circle back to Laura Smith that we mentioned last week in our last podcast. We know that Laura Smith is X years old, has interest in, let's say, online shopping and fitness. So why would a multi-channel approach be successful in reaching her? I like to think of it like this. We send Laura an email to start the campaign. Laura controls that action of opening the email that's meant and titled just for her. We get our message out to her to start the campaign. Once Laura retains that info, we begin the multi-channel process. By doing that, we then start to send ads across all the platforms that we are running. So the client came to us and said, hey, let's do mobile, desktop, social media, whatever. So we begin sending ads across those platforms. The key is to not miss opportunities to reach Laura when she's consuming media. We're keeping that ad at the top of her mind. So we get that ad on her head for the email, and then we start to follow it so it can. She continues to see that information. So it's a constant reminder of what she's consumed through that email message with all of these other ads. So keeping it top of mind, and we're not losing her focus by only sending an email and not following up. We also need to focus on ad frequency. We want to reach Laura enough times where she actually remembers the ad, but not so many times where it feels like we're annoying her. I'll say it myself as a Jersey type of hothead. I may not convert on an ad if I see it on my screen 10 times a day, because then you're kind of annoying. I might not react to it also if I'm only seeing it once or twice. So we try to find that 5 to 10 ad frequency for each consumer in that data set so we're reaching them enough time that the ad stays relevant in their head, but not so many times where it feels invasive.
What are the other benefits of running a multi-channel campaign?
So a few small ones, driving in-store traffic, the ability to get a consumer to actually come into the store location when serving an ad to them. improving consumer reach. So we're not just handcuffing ourselves to one specific channel. We're able to reach our client base wherever they are. So Maddie, if you and I are in the same data set for a campaign, and you're someone that consumes media on your mobile phone, but I consume it on my laptop, you're going to see the ads on your mobile phone because that's where you are. I'm going to see them on my desktop because that's where I am. Boosted brand awareness. If we're running, say, social media, we're getting eyeballs on the screen. So making sure that the ad is reaching the consumers and that they're aware of what we're doing in the digital world. And real messages to real people at the end of the day, using first-party data means no ad fraud. We know that we're reaching 100% verified, opted-in consumers that are interested in the product at hand.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Adam, so much for joining me today and discussing the benefits of multi-channel campaigns. For anyone that's interested, please reach out to your account director or email us at connect@thebridgecorp.com. Thank you. Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.